From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a classic track from Cannonball Adderley on alto sax. From 1959 and his Capitol album, Cannonball Takes Charge. At the time, he was also in the employ of Miles Davis, and he's backed by several of his bandmates from the Miles Davis sextet, namely Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb drums. This is the opening track of the release, If This Isn't Love.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded in New York City on January 11, 1951, the Earl Garner Trio, Earl Garner Piano, John Simmons Bass, and Shadow Wilson Drums. We heard Undecided from a compilation of Mr. Garner's work for the Columbia label from the early 50s, the album Body and Soul. Before that, the duo of Mark Copeland on piano and John Abercrombie on guitar. They've actually been performing together since the early 70s, and they've been performing live concerts as a duet since the 80s, but they didn't actually make a recording together until this release from 2011. The album Speak to Me, we heard Falling Again, and we began the set and also the hour with Cannonball Adderley leading his quartet through If This Isn't Love from Cannonball Takes Charge. We'll begin this set with a big band from Norway, the Antonsen Big Band, fronted by Odd Antonsen, the patriarch of the Antonsen musical family in Norway. And this band includes one of his sons, trumpeter Ole Edvard Antonsen. From 2007, the album Antonsen Big Band with Guests. This is Line for Lions.
you've changed. The sparkle in your eyes gone. Your smile is just a careless yawn. You're breaking my heart. You've changed. You've changed. Your kisses are so blasé, and you are bored with me in every way. I can understand you've changed. You've forgotten the words I love you, and each memory that we shared. You ignore all the stars above you. I can't realize you ever cared. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. There's no need to tell me that we're through. It's all over now. You've changed.
Recorded live at the Five Spot Cafe in New York City on August 25th, 1959, guitarist Kenny Burrell from the album Kenny Burrell at the Five Spot Cafe, and that track featured Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons piano, Ben Tucker bass, and Art Blakey on drums. We heard Lady Be Good. The vocal in the set came from Ty Cooper. Ty has performed in a wide variety of jazz settings, both large and small groups, and she's performed all over the world, including at venues in Las Vegas, Chicago, Paris, and Dubai. From her self-released 2017 album, I'm All For You, all of the tracks having to do with you, Y-O-U, including the one we heard, You've Changed, with Tommy Molnar on piano, Jim Cox bass, and Justin Kramer on drums. And we began the set with the Antonsen Big Band, some modern-day big band sounds from Scandinavia, and the album Antonsen Big Band with Guests. We heard Line for Lions. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website, which contains much more info about the show as well as streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1717. We'll begin our final set of the hour with the Ted Rosenthal Trio, with Ted Rosenthal on piano, Michael Formanek on bass, and Billy Drummond on drums. From 1996 and their Concord Records release, Rosenthology, this is the opening track, a piece from the Gershwin songbook, Love Walked In. Thank you. Wrapping things up with Grant Stewart on tenor sax, and a track from his 2007 release Shadow of Your Smile, out on Birds Records, with Tardo Hammer piano, Peter Bernstein guitar, Peter Washington bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. And another jazz standard, actually all three of the pieces in that last set were standards, including that one, I Won't Dance. Before that, going back to 1955 for trumpeter Charlie Shavers, and an album which one reviewer described as nothing but pure mood music, very mellow, romantic, intimate arrangements of familiar tunes. In fact, the album is called The Most Intimate, Charlie Shavers backed by a string orchestra. We heard Memories of You, that album originally released on Bethlehem Records back in the 50s. And we began that rather short final set of the hour, as the previous two sets were a bit lengthy, with Ted Rosenthal on piano leading his trio. From Rosenthology, we heard Love Walked In. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.